You can decide which one you want me to be. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about, we're going to continue with this contamination research. This is a little shifting gears a little bit. We went from detection, electronics, very sophisticated equipment, to something that's a little less sophisticated, doesn't require calibration, things like that. It's just a machine that does some bulk type of extraction. I want to recognize the folks that are helping me on this. There's quite a few names up there, mostly from my lab, the scientists there, the guys from Lubbock. We did a lot of talking together about how we might test this and the best ways to set it up. And, of course, folks from Cotton Incorporated, Neha and Vicky, not only their technical expertise, but also, of course, Cotton Incorporated is funding a lot of this research that has to do with contamination. It's a big deal to them. Just to start off, where did this machine come from? Well, in China, they have a big problem with mulch in their fields. In fact, I read an article the other day. It's an old article, but they were talking about estimates of over 200 pounds per acre in the field from years and years of mulching and not taking it out. And so that when they harvest their cotton, it ends up in their gins. So they developed this machine, the Handan Golden Lion, a cotton machinery. You can see a picture of it there in a gin installed. Just to give you a little bit of idea how it works, it has several different areas. The first part here at the top, let me make this mouse work. At the top here, the cotton comes in, and we have these spindles here that are supposed to tie up long strings and big pieces of plastic as it comes through. There's two sides to that because this has to be cleaned out by hand, so they can switch from one side to the other and shut one side down and have a person go up there and clean all this trash like this out of there. The cotton then goes through a horizontal cleaner to get some fine leaf out and then drops down into this chamber where airflow is sucked up through here and fluffs the cotton up. And the idea is that the small trash and the small pieces of plastic will float up to the screen drum at the top and be doffed off and fall off into that area on the right called D. You can see some pictures. All these pictures are from the machine when they were operating in China, the types of materials that they had in there. Down at the bottom, they have some claims of how effective it is. We can see there it ranges from 40% for hair, 50 cotton leaf, up to 80-85% for some of the residual film. And I say this every time I make this presentation, but I don't know what special soft trash is. Maybe it's balloons. Those mylar balloons, I'm not certain. But I've also seen some other, earlier on, some of their technical information showed, I added that number, about 60%. So those other numbers, I don't know why they bumped up, but I just wanted to put that there because when you see my results, you'll understand that maybe that's closer. We got the machine. Cotton Incorporated purchased this machine for us. I worked for the government, and there was some issues with buying machinery directly from the Chinese. But Cotton Incorporated bought it. It was delivered on two trucks. And then we immediately went into furlough. So we had to wait a while before we started installing it. But here's kind of a collage of our work putting that machine together. My guys in the shop did a good job of interpreting the manuals of how to install that thing. And there was a little bit of frustration, but they did a good job, and we got it up and going. And we were able to demonstrate it for our gin school in early May. And that was pretty interesting. Everybody was there. We had a good time. Vicky was offering a bounty for everybody who could find plastic in that pile of cotton when it came out. And so some of those guys at Gen School were pretty enthusiastic. But on our initial testing, what we found, we had some issues. One of the things we have to do is this is a full-size machine, and we don't have the capability of feeding in 15, 16 bales an hour. So we built a hopper on the top, and we're loading it by hand and then putting plastic down in there, and then we turn the machine on and run it. And then we collect the plastic down on the bottom and then go through the places where there's supposed to be plastic and where there's not supposed to be plastic and figure out where it is. And on our first test, testing the machine as delivered, we found that none of the plastic was removed. So at the gin school demonstration, people were a little bit disappointed. My guys especially, they'd worked a couple of months installing this thing, and we got all excited, and we're testing it, and we ran the plastic through, and you could see them there. So we had to kind of take them over the side and give them hugs and say, we're going to keep testing this thing, so don't give up. One of the things we determined that there's only really only one adjustment on this machine, and that's the airflow. There's a VFD on the fan. And what we determined is that we couldn't get enough air. We were being able to pull about 8 or 9,000 CFM through this machine, and the manufacturer told us that we should have 15 or 20,000. I don't know how they were thinking they were going to do that, because the pipe in the exit that came with that machine is 18-inch pipe. You guys think about pulling 20,000 CFM through an 18-inch pipe. It just doesn't work. And they also sent us a pretty lackluster fan. So one of the things we did is we took the exit off of the fan just to see if we could get a little bit better. We got about 10,000 CFM. And I'm going to play this video, kind of give you an idea of what happens when we had a little bit more air. This is how the machine operates. It comes off from that horizontal cleaner, and the cotton and the plastic kind of blow up in that chamber. You can see the cotton sticking to the screen drum up there. It's a pretty big opening in there. There's not a lot of airflow. It kind of floats up. You can see a piece of plastic float around there. Well, that's how it works. We did find that we increased the airflow a little bit. We got some better collection. We got down here, you can see in the bottom, maybe 10-20% of the plastic we put in. But we're also capturing about 6.5 pounds equivalent per bale, because cotton comes out with it. We did put some full-size Walmart bags in there, and the part in the first did capture those sometimes. It wasn't always. Sometimes they came all the way through, and just like in the gin and other places, that full-size Walmart bag turned out to be lots of little pieces of Walmart bag when it came out the bottom. So that's an issue, too. Let me move on. So what we decided is to make some changes. We didn't really want to change the machine from how it was delivered, but we designed a new outlet on the machine so we could at least accommodate a 24-inch pipe, a little bit bigger. We put a different fan on there. We had a Continental 60 fan in the back, and we put a bigger fan so we could handle some more static pressure. And so now we're able to, if we turn that fan up all the way with a VFD, we can get about 18,000 CFM. And the pressure drop is a lot less for that 24-inch pipe and system. We've eliminated some elbows. So that's working. This is how the machine's working now. On the left-hand side, you see we have the fan at half speed, which would still be about where the airflow when it was delivered. And then we have the fan at full speed. And you see there's a lot more material flying up to that screen drum, a lot more cotton sticking to it. But this is how they told us that it should work. I was told by the manufacturer that you set the air where you're getting more cotton than you want, and you back it off a little bit, kind of like setting a superjet, and that's about where it should be. So that's the guidance we got. So here, just kind of show you some of the results we have so far. On the left there is the pieces of plastic that we fed in there. We have 20 pieces of Walmart bag or shopping bag, 20 pieces of the kind of the thinner, lighter round module wrap, and 20 pieces of the thicker, stiffer, heavier round module wrap. And those are all 2x2. At half speed, looks like we got about 9 pieces out. 4 of the lighter of the shopping bag, 4 of the lighter module wraps, and 1 of the heavier ones. They just don't float up to that screen drum like we want them to. When we run the fan at full speed right there, that's about half of the total plastic we put in, about 30%. Or I'm sorry, 30 pieces, about 50%. If we really want to look at the data and see what we got, on the left there we have half speed, the different bars. In the middle we have three-quarter speed, so that's about 13,000 CFM. And we have full speed there on the right. You notice the bars get taller as we increase the speed, which is the way it should work. We get more and more plastic. The lighter plastics, the gray and the light yellow are those lighter ones. We get more of those and that increase with airflow. The red, I want to draw your attention to the red line. That's kind of the overall efficiency of all the plastics. It was down near a little over 10-12% at the half speed. It increased all the way up to about 50% overall collection at the fan at 18,000 CFM. So that's not bad. If we look at the lighter plastics, 50-60%, and I have some other data that shows me maybe a little higher than that, it's operating with the lighter plastics about where the manufacturer said it would. Especially if we can get some more special soft trash. I don't know what that is, but one of the things, though, that I want to bring your attention to is the picture on the right. Every time we pull plastic out, we pull cotton out, too. And if you look at that blue line, it's real low at the half speed. It's almost zero. But it goes up to almost 70 pounds per bale equivalent when we had that fan at full speed. That's a lot of cotton to come out with the plastic. So that's one of the things that we're may not be a good thing. We have some ideas about, well, if we really do a good job extracting plastic and we have a lot of cotton, well, at least we've concentrated that plastic in a smaller cotton stream, and maybe we can do something with the detection then to then work on that. So it's not a lost cause, but it's definitely a concern of ours. One other thing I want to bring to your attention is this machine is supposed to be the first machine the cotton sees. That's what they recommend. We want to get that plastic out as soon as possible. But we wanted to know what happens if you send the cotton through a machine first, one pass through some type of cleaner to kind of open it up, make it easier to get the plastic out. It's a little difficult to see on this graph, but down there at the bottom it says module and one pass. So that's the difference between raw cotton straight out of the module and then cotton that's had one pass through a machine and then sent through this machine. And there was a little bit of an increase in terms of how much plastic we could remove if the cotton was already opened up. But the only other problem is that we get more cotton whenever we open up that cotton, and then it comes out with the plastic too. So, you know, as we talked about with the detection, the harder you blow, the harder you try to find the plastic, the more cotton you're going to get out too. We have to deal with that. So, a couple of issues I'll bring to you, and I'll wrap it up, that we have to deal with, and you guys know this about gins, is that things disappear in the gin. We would load 60 pieces of plastic in there, and looks like there was at about 10 or 15 pieces would disappear. And then a couple tests later, they would magically reappear. So we're having to deal with that. One of the things we're doing is making sure that when we load plastic in, we know which test it came from. So if it came out later, you know, we don't count that as a capture. I every time in between tests, I'm the one, we lock it out, the machine, and I go in there, actually climb around in that machine. Apparently I'm the skinny guy. And I get to go in there and climb around that machine and try to find that plastic. Sometimes we're successful, sometimes we're not. The other issue we have that's something I think that's going to be one way that we increase this, how this machine works, and is we saw something here is that the plastics were being stripped. I think maybe I just have to push it. Plastics are being stripped from the drum by the air. If we watch this, you'll see a plastic piece stick, and then as it comes up to about vertical, it's blown off by the air because of the way the air circulates in this machine. You'll see another piece here in just a second right there. See, it lifts off. It's stuck, and then it lifts off the machine. There's one more here. It's one of the gray pieces. You'll see right at the end of the video, it's stuck on there, right there, and then it lifts off. So we're attaching that plastic, and it's stuck on, but I guess I'm not sure if the air's not pulling on that screen hard enough to keep it, but the airflow is blowing it off, and so we're trying to figure out how we might add some type of a guard or something on there to keep it on there. Of course, the only problem is it's probably going to keep more cotton on there, too, so we got to deal with that. So where we are is, as it was delivered, the machine didn't do very well. We were kind of disappointed. The plastic seems to be collecting it about where the company says it would for the lighter kinds of plastics. For the thicker round module wraps, it's not doing a very good job. We're not being very effectively moved. The plastic increased with airflow from about 12 to 50%, a little bit higher in some cases. But also the cotton that we captured increased from almost zero to almost 70 pounds per bale equivalent. So that's a lot. We have some ideas about where we're going to go and how to modify this. We're going to start cutting up Vicky's machine and doing some modifications, and we'll probably just put a pile of steel on her front door someday and say, here you go, we're done with this. So, but anyway, if you guys have anything to help me out, you think, hey, why don't you try this, please let me know. I'll be happy. I'll take all suggestions about how we can make this work better. Thank you.
Thank you. 30 seconds.